So here we have in Matthew 20, we have the parable of the workers in the vineyard. And one thing I was always asked when I first started and I would go to DCOM, right, Bert? How much are you now? I'm up to $1.50 using your name. DCOM, they'd ask questions, and I had no idea what the answers were because I was new. And so they would ask you, what is the kingdom of heaven? What does that mean? I'm like, oh, I don't really know. But you know what? You know who knows? Jesus knows, and he tells us. He's going to tell us what it's like. Well, there's no guesswork, is there, Bert? Just read your Bible. What's the kingdom of heaven like? It says it's like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. And he agreed to pay them a denarius for the day. And he sent them into his vineyard. And about 9 in the morning, he went out and he saw the others standing in the marketplace, doing nothing. He told them, come and work in my vineyard and I will pay you whatever is right. And so they went. He went out again about noon, and about 3 in the afternoon, he did the same thing. About 5 in the afternoon, he went out again. He still found others waiting for work. And he asked them, why have you been standing here all day long? And they said, because no one hired us. And he said to them, go work in my vineyard. And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them the wages, beginning with the last ones and going on to the first. And the workers who were hired around 5 in the afternoon came, and they received a denarius. They received a day's wages. And so when those who came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each of them also received the denarius. And when they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner. And those who were hired last worked only 1 hour, they said, and you have made them equal to us, those who were borne the burden of the work and the heat of the day. But the landowner answered them and said, I am not being unfair to you, my friend. Didn't you agree to work for 1 denarius? Take your pay and go. If I want to give to the one who was hired last the same I gave you, don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous? So the last will be first, and the first will be last. And I hate this one. I'm mad, Bert, because I was first. Because I accepted him so much earlier than most, right? I accepted Jesus so long ago, and I put in the hard work at Jane's, and I taught Sunday school, and I was faithful to the choir, and I joined the ministry, and I should be first. And what does the landowner, the Lord of creation, say to me? No. He said this to me before. He tells me no. I've prayed in hospitals. I've prayed in bedsides. I've prayed for the loved ones not to die. And what did God say to me? No. No. God says no sometimes. He's the landowner. Is he not generous? The one who came for 1 hour got the same as everyone else? Makes me crazy. Life's not fair, is it? Aren't you glad it's not fair? Aren't you glad we don't get what we really deserve in life? And what do we deserve? Do we deserve the green fields of heaven? Do we deserve to be on the right hand of God? Do we deserve that with all what we've done? Not one bit do we deserve it, but we're going to get it. Isn't that cool, Terry? We're getting it. We're getting the best of the best one day, and we don't deserve it because of what he did, because of what the landowner's son did, because of what he did. He went to the cross for us. He took the beating that you and I deserve. He took the humiliation. He gave up his life for us, a ransom for many. He gave it up. I'm going to close on that, all right, because we still got one more song to sing. But isn't it wonderful that life's not fair? Our kids always say, it's not fair. You love Madeline more than me. You know, I told my son every time he said that, I do. I love your sister more. And my son would say, you can't say that. Then, well, don't say it yourself. Which one do I love? I love them all. God loves us all, and all the one who is last. And I'm sitting here before you. I'm waiting for members of my family to accept Jesus Christ. And they're going to get in too when they do. I pray they're not left behind. I've tried to be the good example, and I fail. It's because it's not my example, is it? I fall short. day in and day out. But I hope they see who I worship and who I know. I'm praying for my family. I pray for yours, for the one brother, the one sister who's not coming, the one child who doesn't know who Jesus is, who hasn't accepted. He gets a denarius. She gets a denarius too. Isn't that great? Don't ever ask for what you deserve. You're going to get better. You're going to get better. Amen to that?